the moment we have all been waiting for. It is a nooner.
Yes.
Sam Riggs is joining us for a nooner. So you thought this was just a normal interview, did you?
I mean, I wasn't 100% sure what to expect, you know, being at the ranch. But this is definitely like a first nooner of this type that I've ever experienced.
I was going to ask you when your last one was. We'll just start there since you were late. When was your last one?
My last radio interview?
No.
Last nooner?
Sam Riggs is here. He's got a great show tonight at Billy Bob's Texas. And thank you so much to Billy Bob's Honky Tonk Kitchen for supplying lunch for us. Now, Sam, you were supposed to be here at noon, so you have an interesting excuse, though.
Yeah, it's always something with aviation. Basically, I went to go get gas this morning at the fuel pumps, and the, fuel pumps were out of gas.
Just to clarify, the fuel pumps are an airplane fuel pump.
It's avgas, yeah. So you can't.
Well, you had a close call recently about gas, I hear.
It's kind of like that. It's more like had an oil cooler line bust out a bunch of oil.
I'm sure you guys understand how this works.
Long story
planes,
short, ran the oil down, and aircraft engines, a lot of them are oil cooled.
How cool is it that Sam is a pilot? Now, do they have a sensor in the airplanes where it says you've got 800 miles till empty, so you have an idea?
Well, you have fuel gauges, but, you just don't trust your fuel gauge. So you run it off time. So my plane burns about average of 13 gallons an hour.
That is so cool.
So you just run it off time.
Well, we also told everybody in here that they get a free ride on your airplane.
Dude, come on.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to twist you.
I want to introduce you to all the guys we have in here. Now, these are very Lucky Ranch fans who won a nooner, and it's okay to tell your spouses that you're here, with Sam Riggs. So welcome Robert Mong and Jessica of Decatur, Andrea Moreland and Jarrett of Azle, Morgan Bryan and Megan of Fort Worth, Alexa Ray Siren and Chelsea of Fort Worth, and Tom Davis and Paula from Fort Worth. Are you guys excited today?
Yes.
Dude.
All right. So you got a guitar, Sam. I noticed this.
I do, yes.
Could you play something for us?
I could, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you got a new EP.
I do. Actually, I thought it was going to be an EP. Apparently, if you put 7 songs on a record and not 6, it's considered a full-length album.
Oh.
So, anyway, yeah, full-length record. But, yeah, it's called Love and Panic.
Mm-hmm.
We released it very recently, so it's very fresh, very new. And super excited to have it out.
Awesome. And just to clarify for those who may not know, an EP is an extended play record that is longer than a single. Usually it's 3, 4, 5, handful of songs, and you just couldn't quit writing.
I just kidding. Yeah, absolutely. And then we've also written the entire next record and recording it now. So
sweet. So what are you going to play?
So I just figured I'd play a couple songs off the new record. This one, it's called Until My Heart Stops Beating. This song was the first, the song that really kind of brought the trajectory for Love and Panic around. I wrote it with my friend Andy Sheridan and Chris Locke. Fire in the sky, midnight in your eyes, last breath from a half-smoked cigarette, out on the edge of town, no one else around. Watch the stars dance around your silhouette. Handprints on the glass, hearts are racing fast. Hypnotized by your jet black Revlon lips. Don't rush, just take it slow. You're my only hope. I rise and fall with the rhythm of your fingertips. Fire and smoke show. I'll never let go. Pull me back like the first time, baby. Every touch just gets me high. Head is spinning, but I'm still breathing. I'm gonna love you till my heart stops beating. Oh, I'll never quit. It's as permanent as the tattoos on my skin, girl. Every time I kiss your lips, know we were born for this. I fall for you again and again, girl. Fire and smoke show. I'll never let you go. Pull me back like the first time, baby. Every touch just gets me high. Head is spinning, but I'm still breathing. I'm gonna love you till my heart stops beating. fire and smoke show. I'll never let go. Fire and smoke show. I'll never let you go. Pull me back like the first time, baby. Every touch just gets me high. Head is spinning, but I'm still breathing. I'm gonna love you till my heart stops beating. Every touch just gets me high. Head is spinning, but I'm still breathing. I'm gonna love you till my heart stops beating. Until my heart stops beating.
That is Sam Riggs. Whoa. We're having a nooner here at the ranch. What do you think, guys? Is that a keeper?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, knocking the dust off the old vocal cords there.
Well, hey, this is what this is. This is Soundcheck for
yes,
Billy Bob's Texas tonight.
Absolutely.
If you want to get tickets for it, you can go to BillyBob'sTexas.com. And I understand that we have got some questions today from our ranch fans who are in here. Now, had you not been late, Sam, it would have just been questions for me, which would have been nice and safe and not too intrusive. But
yeah,
there's no telling what you're about to get.
Left field. Zingers. Bring it. To be honest with you, I ride around in a van with a bunch of dudes all the time. Nothing you can say will shock me.
All right. Remember he said that. Famous last words. Okay, do we have Robert or Jessica who has a question?
That's me.
All right. Robert, step up to the microphone.
Robert, it's your turn.
How many instruments do you play?
Five.
Five.
Yeah, I play guitar, fiddle, banjo, drums, and the heartstrings.
Awesome.
Just kidding. Not
good
the heartstrings.
Question,
I play a little piano.
Okay, yeah. Andrea Moreland or Jarrett? Which one? Okay, so it's Andrea. Andrea, step on up. Now, you're from Azle, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how? Oh, did she just ma'am
she
me
ma'am
on
you.
The radio?
It's in her upbringing. You can't blame her.
Wow. Okay, that's all it was, right?
Yeah.
Respect.
That's right, exactly.
Good save. So, Andrea has a question for Sam Riggs.
Shoot.
When's the next time you're going on a hiking adventure or a mountain climb?
Ooh, that's a great question. To be honest with you, it was supposed to be at the end of this month, but as fate would have it, I have some big meetings coming up in Nashville, so I have to be there for that. But it's going to be August. It's going to be the second or third week in August, and it's going to be in Colorado.
We're in Colorado.
And that'll be an Aaron Opportunity hike. So it's going to be just outside of Estes. It won't be a 14er, so it won't be too crazy, but I think it's going to be up to Thunder Lake. So I will definitely keep you guys apprised of that.
That's awesome.
I want to talk to you about that because until I got to your website today, I did not realize this awesome thing that you guys do with this foundation, an air and opportunity and adventure company.
Yes.
I mean, how do you, I don't know how you have time to do this and sing, but this company is not only just about getting outside and hiking. I mean, there's a real purpose for it that actually relates to your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, the outdoors was sort of my handhold to pull myself up out of a pretty dark place in my life. And I promised myself that when I got to a point where I had a platform to talk about it and to bring other people sort of to that same realization that I would. And I just looked around and I never really could find anything that really suited what I wanted to do. So I just started the Air and Opportunity Adventure Company. And it comes from my dad used to tell me growing up, the only thing standing between you and what you want in life is air and opportunity. You just have to take a deep breath and go get it. And it's, you know, it basically is built around mental health. It's built around taking action versus taking pills. And it's, you know, some people are born with chemical imbalances in their brain. Some people experience trauma that causes that. Either way, this is sort of an alternative way to experience healing and wellness.
All that, and you're a rock star at the same time. So cool. Sam Riggs is in studio. This is a nooner at the ranch. Do you have another song in
yeah,
there for us?
Yeah, actually I do. Do you guys want to hear anything particular?
Requests?
Yeah.
And they're mute.
Story? Okay, awesome. Story of You and Me. So the Story of You and Me was about what I feel is the strongest form of memory, which is music. Because I think everybody in this room, and I think certainly everybody in the world, you know, you may have one song, but I guarantee you have like probably a dozen songs that you can hear, and it takes you right back to a certain moment in time. And you know, it could be high school, it could be a wedding, it could be anything. So that's what this song's about. It's called The Story of You and Me. We've all got a story around here, got one to tell. Think about it every now and then when I'm drinking by myself. And I pull that old box of records down, solid gold, and watch those memories spin around. This is how it goes. Do you ever go down to Paradise City? 'Cause I still do. Still gets me high. Not a day goes by that I don't think twice about letting you down and letting you go. Your car wheels on a gravel road sound so good, feels so bittersweet. The story of you and me. Out of boxes, heartbreak up, put it back on the shelf. So close to letting go, but I can't help myself. Gotta turn down the lights and turn up the stereo and lean my head against the wall. And there I go, and I'm back in your arms, and Tuesday's gone. Every I love you, always on my mind. Not a day goes by that I don't think twice about letting you down and letting you go. Your car wheels on a gravel road sound so good, feels so bittersweet. The story of you and me. And I ain't seen you in forever, but that's alright. I know wherever you are, you look wonderful tonight. But do you ever go down to Paradise City? 'Cause I still do. Still gets me high. Not a day goes by that I don't think twice about letting you down and letting you go. Your car wheels on a gravel road sound so good, feel so bittersweet. Oh, it sounds so good, feels so bittersweet. The story of you and me. You and me.
Wow. Sam Riggs, live on the ranch. Man, we are getting such a cool look at this side of you. I mean, between your foundation and that song, you are amazing. Tonight, Sam Riggs has got a show at Billy Bob's Texas, and thanks to Billy Bob's Honky Tonk Kitchen for bringing us tacos today. Pam Minnick, who is one of the owners of Billy Bob's Texas, is here, and she's got some information about some really cool stuff. Hi, Pam.
Hi there. How are you? Well, you know, one of the things that these guys got to experience, because when people think about Billy Bob's, they don't always think about the fact that we do have great dining there. You think, oh, I'm just going to grab some popcorn before a show or something like that. But
yeah,
I think you guys all experience a little bit of what Chef Chris has to offer. So we always like people to think about coming early, have dinner there before show tonight with Sam Riggs. Of course, tomorrow night, Seth James. The whole summer
awesome.
Is filled with great stuff.
Well, thank you, Pam, who is in Cowgirl Hall of Fame and has won everything you can win. Thank you for being here and being part of the Nooner. It might hurt your reputation to be here, but we appreciate it very much.
It's not my first.
Oh, hello.
Sam Riggs, that is a Nooner. What do you think? Was it good for you?
That was great for me.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Ranch fans, thank you for coming in. Let's give Sam a huge round of applause.
Thank you guys so much. Seriously, thank you.
Get your tickets at BillyBob'sTexas.com.